We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
And our top local story on News Radio, WBBM, is continuing. Coronavirus cases are surging across the country. Chicago, no exception. In a news conference you heard live on WBBM in the last hour, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady provided an update on the city's response to COVID-19. Mayor Lightfoot says Chicago is seeing more than 500 cases of COVID-19 per day over the last 2 weeks.
Make no mistake, we are in the second surge. And here's why we say this. Over the past 2 weeks, daily cases have expanded to an average of over 500 new cases every day, which is more than a 50% increase since the beginning of this month. This is the highest daily rate we've seen in Chicago since the tail end of the pandemic's first wave back in May.
And Mayor Lightfoot is calling on all residents to wear masks and strictly limit social gatherings, even small ones. Meantime, Governor Pritzker says President Trump and his supporters in Illinois are partly to blame for the surge in coronavirus cases in the state. Pritzker made the comment yesterday on CNN's State of the Union program. It came the same day as health officials announced 4,245 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 22 deaths in Illinois. Pritzker says Mr. Trump is modeling bad behavior by often not wearing a mask in public and hosting rallies where it's not encouraged. Wisconsin is suspending reporting of coronavirus numbers temporarily.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has suspended the reporting of new COVID-19 totals while its computer system undergoes an upgrade. The department says it is upgrading the Wisconsin Electronic Disease Surveillance System in an effort to improve its response to the pandemic. The system is used to collect and monitor data on testing, contact tracing, and other metrics. The reporting outage is expected to last until one day after the system goes live with new updates. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An incident that lasted hours overnight at Chicago's Trump Tower is now over. A man had been hanging off the side of the building since late yesterday afternoon, demanding to speak with the president. Chicago police negotiators got the man inside after talking with him all night. Negotiator Hector Matias explains.
He was hanging over the edge of the building connected to a harness. He did have a knife in his hand that he threatened to cut if we pulled him up.
It's not clear what he wanted to talk to the president about. Mayor Lightfoot is expected to present her city budget proposal this week, and reports suggest it could include an increase in property taxes.
A $94 million property tax increase and layoffs of more than 300 city workers are reportedly a couple of ways Mayor Lightfoot plans to close the more than $1 billion projected budget deficit. Other ways the Tribune reports the mayor will propose closing the budget gap: not filling more than 1,000 vacant city jobs, moving 900 crossing guard jobs from the city's budget to the school system's budget, and forcing non-union city workers to take a five-day furlough, days off without pay. A city spokeswoman says there will be a lot of speculation about what's in the budget before it's presented to the city council Wednesday. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Several suburban school districts are rolling out in-person hybrid learning today.
Students in Schaumburg Township Elementary District 54 will have their first chance for hybrid learning this school year. Roughly half of the district's students will learn in person for 2 days each week. In Huntley, pre-K through 5th graders in District 158 are also starting in-person learning. However, grades 6 through 12 will stay remote. And Barrington District 220 is switching to in-person learning a week ahead of schedule. The Daily Herald reports 68% of families said they plan to send their students back with hybrid learning, while 31% are still opting for remote. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police asking for your help in finding a 6-year-old girl and her grandmother who've been missing since Saturday. Sarah Navas Salas and 46-year-old Nexi Castillo Gonzalez were last seen Saturday night in the 4400 block of South Albany. Police say she may be with her grandmother. The girl was wearing a white and pink unicorn print sweater, blue jeans, and glasses. The grandmother was wearing a gray shirt with white stripes, blue jeans, a purple jacket, and gray boots.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.